Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Burnley Mundial podcast, where we bring you the latest opinions on everything related to Burnley Football Club. Sit back, relax and enjoy Burnley Mundial. So following a fantastic comeback against a very stubborn Watford side earlier in the week, we have a nice little trip to Kenilworth Road to face Luton Town. I think we are going to face quite a difficult task against an informed Luton side. I know they had a disappointing result against Preston the other night, but I think travelling to Kenilworth Road is going to be a tricky task for us. I think Rob Edwards has got Luton playing a nice style of football, probably not too dissimilar to our style of football, but probably not as effective as our style of football. But I can see them finishing the season strongly like they are, and I can easily see them settling in the playoffs. And Luton are sort of one of them teams that I sort of want to sort of see push on a bit and maybe make the Premier League. It'd be nice to see such a, you know, small town and a nice old style, old fashioned ground like Kenilworth Road in the Premier League. I'm expecting a really tight game on Saturday, but I think one that we'll overcome. I don't think we've got. I don't think we've got many problems facing Luton. I think we'll come out on top of this 1-2-1, I think. That'll be my prediction. Good news on the Jordan Bayer situation. Company's come out and said it doesn't think it's as bad as it is. So potentially may feature in the squad. Probably won't start. So it'll be probably the two young lads that were there on Tuesday night that filled in for the missing Ord Bellis and Bayer, which doesn't concern me too much because they've slotted in quite well. They don't look out of place at this level. So, yeah, hopefully that's nothing to worry about. So that's a wrap for this short episode of Burnley Mundial podcast. These short pods are something I'm going to start doing more of with the hope and intention of making them longer with guests and video streaming, etc. But I'm just starting out, just getting it rolling. So I can appreciate any support, any tips, any ideas. Drop us a message if you want to get involved with it. We'll help get everybody on. If you can give us a follow over on Twitter at Burnley Mundial and subscribe to our new YouTube channel, just help us get us going. That would be much appreciated. And also give us your thoughts on this weekend's match against Luton. What you're thinking, what your thoughts. How's it going to pan out? Just give us a comment or give us a tweet and we'll have a conversation. So thanks for listening and up the Clarets.
Sports Social Podcast Network.